In this broadcast of County Connections, we're going to wind back the clock to audio recordings from a speed pitch hosted by David Jungentaub, who is a coastal venture capitalist for RAIN, the Regional Accelerator Innovation Network. We'll be hearing from Will Black, a participant, also Carolyn Bauman of the Economic Development Alliance, and Matthew Hollander of RAIN. Sponsored by Lincoln City, Lincoln County, Toledo, Newport, the Economic Development Alliance, the Small Business Development Center, and the Ford Family Foundation. Enjoy.
Tonight is the Speed Pitch kickoff event. We're going to have up to 10 entrepreneurs go up to do a one-minute pitch for their business, and the audience members will help us determine the winner by investing in the company with funny money that they were given at the door. You know, so they'll hopefully give us an idea of what their business is, what problem they're trying to solve, what their market is like, and you know, eventually end with an ask. We know this is a very shortened presentation from what these typically are, maybe 3, 5 or more minutes, but it's just to get people an opportunity to get in front of people, talk about their business, and get the feedback.
What would be a great place for someone maybe to get started?
Well, I think David, our venture Coastal Venture Catalyst, is a great resource. He will meet with entrepreneurs one-on-one on a specified day here in Newport. You can email him he's david@oregonrain.org, and he'll give you some great feedback. And we're going to hopefully host a lot of these events down the road where there will be formal or informal opportunities for pitching. And, of course, hopefully another outcome of this event is that people will be inspired to take their ideas to the next level by applying to our new pre-accelerator program, which starts in March.
Sir, what is your name?
Will Black.
And Will, give me an idea of the kind of entrepreneur you are doing, or what's your product or service?
Well, I have a company called Sala Web Services. I do mobile and web development. Over the years, I've had some ideas on some startups, and I have an app that I'm going to be pitching tonight.
When you think about this kind of a pitch, can you give me any ideas of maybe how you prepared in any particular way, or is it just that your idea and your entrepreneurialism is just well vetted, so you're ready to roll?
Yeah, I basically you start with a big idea and just start narrowing it down and chopping it down. They only give you 60 seconds to pitch your idea, so you can't say everything. So you just have to kind of iterate over and over again until you get it down to a pitch that you can do within 60 seconds.
So let me ask you, did you rehearse at all? Did you kind of run through the motions in the front of a mirror in your car?
Yeah, actually, I just recorded myself in front of my computer and watched myself do the pitch, and then kept doing recordings until I had it down. Yeah, I definitely did a little preparation.
So can you tell me at all about what your product is?
I'm going to be pitching a mobile app that collects geospatial data for businesses or organizations that need field data collection. I customize the app for the application. I house the data and maintain all the servers and charge one nice monthly fee for that.
So what do you find going into your R&D or your brainstorming? What do you think is going to be maybe the biggest challenges of bringing your product to market?
One of the biggest challenges is finding the niche market and realizing that the market is going to be global, and finding the channels to connect with potential clients that I will never meet face-to-face, and then developing that relationship and that trust that goes with that.
Cool. Well, I'm excited to hear you present tonight, and definitely good luck.
Thanks.
We are standing here with Carolyn Bauman, Economic Development Alliance. Carolyn, there's really a lot of energy in the room. I'm starting to get excited to hear these people pitch. So what are your first impressions of everything so far?
Well, tonight is really kind of a fun concept because everybody gets a little piece of funny money when they come in. And then they're going to listen to companies give a very speedy, quick pitch. And then they're going to invest in those companies as they see fit. And somebody's going to win real money.
Yeah. So how much are they going to win tonight?
I think it's $500.
Very
so
cool.
This is a real competition that's got some big stakes.
So, Carolyn, so far, what do you know about the variety or scope of products or services so far?
Well, I know some of the entrepreneurs that have come in. And we've got such an array of innovative idea people with small companies, startup companies, everything from the world's greatest cat litter box to, a big wave surfing competition business model. The sky's the limit. It's just a really broad array of ideas. And there's a company here that makes non-lead fishing sinkers. Very important ecologically.
Nice. Excellent, Carolyn. And what was some of this funny money that's being passed out?
Well, everyone is going to get a piece of funny money, a little Monopoly money, a type of thing that they can choose to invest in whichever company they want. And that way, you're kind of voting.
I see. So that's how we'll sort of rank everybody. I mean, we won't do it out loud in front of them.
Right. But there's also going to be some judges, secret judges.
Fantastic. Well, thanks. And we'll probably be getting back to you later. So I appreciate kind of giving
That's
us
fine.
Some more details about what's happening here tonight.
Yeah, it's just a really fun called a speed pitch event. And I think it's going to be, interesting to listen to and be a participant.
That was live audio from last week's pitch event brought to you by David Jungentaub, Coastal Venture Catalyst for the Regional Accelerator Innovation Network. More when we come back on Connections. Back for another segment of County Connections. In this segment, we are going to hear the participants of the pitch event and their pitches that they delivered to their audience. Remember, the criteria was 60 seconds. The business needed to be headquartered in Lincoln County. They needed to have plans to sell nationally or internationally and a clear plan to scale rapidly, grow, and create jobs. Here are the pitches presented at last week's event.
So, my name is Catherine Chantier-Ariel. I'm the founder of Earthwise Institute. I'm an intuitive communicator, a published author, and a holistic coach. My business has several projects. The current one is holistic emergency care and trauma recovery for animals and people. This is the first of our books. Two more coming. I'm planning on doing online trainings and creating computer apps for people to take the information out into the field in disasters and emergencies. What I'm looking for is help with funding, marketing, and collaboration to get these projects into the field, into as many areas as possible. Thank you.
Awesome. Wow. All right. Cool. Nice job, Catherine.
Thank you.
We have Jesse Dolan.
We all know that lead is toxic. That's why we've taken it out of gasoline, our house paint, water pipes, pencils, and anything else our kids might handle. Yet lead remains in the tackle box. Stony River sinkers are lead-free, all-natural stone fishing weights. Not only are they safe for the environment and your family, but they might actually help you catch more fish, too. There are many benefits to the unique density of stone that outfish traditional lead fishing weights, including improved suspension with less drag and more feel. Stony River sinkers will perch on silty bottom lakes. They don't crash or dredge along the bottom. They virtually glide through rivers and streams, meaning less snags and more time fishing. Stony River sinkers, not only are they safe for the family, but they are safe for the environment. Let's get the lead out and get Stony River sinkers into everybody's tackle boxes. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. I think next I have Will Black.
Illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing is a serious problem globally. Working in partnership with the World Wildlife Fund, we're deploying a mobile app that helps local communities report and document illegal fishing in Fiji. Leveraging the power of mobile technology, the app allows users to record illegal fishing events by taking a picture, marking a location on a map, and recording information about the events, all while offline. The information is then collected and reported to the appropriate agencies in near real time. This technology can be used for many other applications, including field surveys for engineering and environmental work, emergency dispatch services, basically anywhere where you need information collected and reported on a regular basis in remote locations. Companies that use our system will benefit from more accurate data collecting, automation of workflow, faster decision making, and peace of mind knowing that their data is secure and backed up and always available to them.
Sweet. All right, John Force.
Hi, I'm John Force. I run the Nelscott Reef Big Wave Classic. How many people think this might be Hawaii? Lincoln City. I discovered and pioneered it 15 years ago, and I've run a contest, internationally famous big wave contest there ever since. The hard part marketing is, you know, 500 to 1,500 people show up on the day of the event on 3 days' notice. So, you know, it's not going to be an on-site thing. Our big hook is doing a webcast, which we're going to do this year. We do a six-hour webcast. We have 1 million to 30 million viewers worldwide, not just domestically, and we have commercial opportunities for local businesses, for the ocean-oriented businesses, or clam chowder festivals, or the wine festival, or whatever. But we need help in order to do this. So that's it. Thank you.
Cool. And I've seen the videos online. So what was interesting to me about all the pitches so far is everybody talked about a problem or something unique and cool about going on in Lincoln City, which is pretty inspiring. Okay, we have Sarah and Walt.
Yeah, we're the principals in our company is Providence House Manufacturing. We've been in business for several years. We're primarily in the pet care industry and the healthcare industry. And tonight we've got a new product in concerning cat litter, of all things. And cat litter, any of you are cat owners, you know that there are legendary problems with cat litter, the dust and so forth. We've come up with a new concept. We've taken an ag waste. It's wheat straw. It grows. It's left in the field after the wheat is harvested. We've taken the wheat straw and made it into pellets of wheat straw for cat litter. And the market is huge, and this is brand new. We have a patent pending on this one. And what we need is marketing help. We need funding, and that's about the size of it. Thank
nice.
You.
Nice work. Jensen Rhodes.
Hi, folks. My name's Jensen Rhodes. I'm with the Oregon Coast Truffle Company. Our clients will be upscale markets and restaurants. For those of you who don't know what a truffle is, it's a mushroom that grows underground and it's used in culinary fashion. I will be hunting with my own dog on other people's property, and I'm looking for people to want to do that. And I will be planting trees this fall. So come join me. Thank you.
Okay, last but not least, Mr. Carl.
Hi, I'm Carl with the Sustainable Living Center. The Sustainable Living Center is a group of, I'm one of nine people. We build sustainable products in the area of food, water, shelter, and energy. These products enable a person to live a quality of life regardless if we have an EMP, a global meltdown, financial crisis, an earthquake, or a tsunami. We use recycled material. For example, we take barrels, turn them into tomato barrels. We take buckets and turn them into no-stink Bokashi buckets. We take big totes and convert them into chicken sanctuaries. We work in two locations. One is south of Pro Builders on Highway 101, and also the Sluts Moorage. So what I need audiences to tell about what we do and who's interested in our products. And if you would like to have a free Bokashi bucket, eggs, or just come to visit us, come on down.
Those were the pitches made during the Speed Pitch 2017 kickoff, hosted by David Jungentaub, Coastal Venture Catalyst for the Regional Accelerator Innovation Network. When we come back, we'll hear more interviews with individuals that participated in last week's event here on Connections. In our last segment of County Connections today, we're going to hear more from the participants of the 2017 Speed Pitch Kickoff, brought to you by the Regional Accelerator Innovation Network, RAIN. So you are Jensen, and you have won tonight. What was your name and the name of your business again?
My name is Jensen Rhodes, and I'm with the Oregon Coast Truffle Company.
So let me ask you, how did you hear about this RAIN gig?
A friend of mine sent me the link in the email, and it sounded, perfect for a foot in the door. Just something to try, something to expose myself to other people and have other people exposed to me, because, sometimes it's a solitary endeavor, and making connections can be the difficult part. So I was really glad my friend sent me the link, and here I am. So,
yeah, I mean, have you done anything like this before?
No, this is new territory for me. I'm a carpenter by trade, retired firefighter, I'm a dog lover, which just falls, just the truffle hunting falls right into a niche for me, training dogs and working with dogs and being in the forest, primarily where truffles like to grow, and then living on the countryside, where I'll be planting trees and harvesting truffles within a few years, maybe more than a few years, maybe, several.
Yeah.
It takes time for trees to grow, but it's the future picture.
So did you do any prep at all tonight? I mean, did you totally shoot from the hip?
A couple hours ago, I got an email from David saying what he wanted, and so that's what I went with. And I figured, you could try to throw a bunch of other things in, but it's not going to fit in 60 seconds.
Right.
So I said, I will fill out his little form, who I am, who are my customers, and what I need help with. And I know I ran quick, but I figured it was better to be concise than to try to fit a whole bunch of stuff in. So,
So I heard your pitch. Tell me about the interactions you had after the pitch. How key was that into you winning tonight?
It was absolutely key, because I know I probably did not have the strongest pitch, not the most eloquent, the most inspiring. But I was immediately enthused that one of your organizers here came up to me and was very interested. So I thought, oh, great. Well, people do know what truffles are, and many of them like them. And some people were like, here, I like truffles. So that was great. And I figured, okay, there's not too many of us here. There's not too many dollars floating around, so you're not going to need too many to win.
So did you start working the room?
Yeah, or? I just started asking people for their money. And I tried to listen to what they had to say. And obviously, many of these they're all good. I particularly liked the lady, the whole health lady, the kitty litter folks, the wave guy, almost everything I could relate to. But they could see that they weren't going to win with their single piece of Monopoly money in their hand. And I can use the dough, and I think I could use the spotlight for a few minutes. And, I certainly need the education.
Yeah.
And this is what it's been for me over the last couple of days, of thinking, okay, I didn't want to do it necessarily. I don't want to get up and stand in front of people. But taking a step.
Yeah, I mean, that was awesome. I mean, you weren't in a place that was your comfort zone, no. But you did it, man.
Yeah, so I'm happy at this moment. It makes me feel happy to feel like I've, taken a step in a direction of where I want to go. So,
well, congratulations, and thanks for taking a moment with me.
Thank you.
You've been listening to recordings from last week's Speed Pitch Kickoff event. For more information about RAIN, check out www.oregonrain.org. We'll see you next week on Lincoln County Connections.